This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in November. And let me tell you, you know, I've been looking over some stocks, and I started my seven-part series, how I turned 5,000 into 35,000. Well, I would add this company onto my buying list. This is my personal opinion. But with the market cap around 2.7 million and revenues over 3.4 million from 2018 and probably going to do better than that in 2019. This is one of the companies that I love. We're talking no other than PCSAdventures.com, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PCSV. Take a look at this company. Very undervalued. With us today is the CEO and chairman. We're very lucky to have him, Mr. Todd Hackett. Todd, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett.
You know, you were on the show back in November. We talked briefly about the yield sign. Why is that still on? Where do we go from here?
The yield sign we've been addressing with the SEC lawyer and the OTC. Basically, we had to bring some financials current. We have brought several of them current. We're working through the remainder of them. And frankly, it's just been a matter of time and commitment. We've had a tremendous amount of other projects internally that we're working on. And Mike just hasn't had a chance to get everything. Our goal is to have everything cleaned up by the end of this month.
And what are your priorities, speaking of goals, what are the priorities and goals for the company for 2019, the first quarter and the second quarter?
Well, we're for 2019, which ends in March, and then we start 2020 fiscal year. I mean, obviously our goal is our sales are definitely increasing over what they were last year. And we'll be reporting those sometime for our Q3, which is our weakest quarter always because of November and December. A lot of schools don't purchase during those times. So we will be reporting those sometime middle of February. And I think at that point we will have done as much revenue as we did last year for the in the Q3 quarters. For this year. And again, these are forward-looking statements, but they will be reported sometime middle of February for Q3 and Q4 starting off extremely strong, which we expected. That's our strong quarter. So we should substantially beat last year's revenues.
You know, you guys are located in Boise, Idaho. You know, that being said, how many people actually get the chance to really look at your product and see what you guys are about? What I'm trying to ask you is, educate my listeners where the revenue comes from and how you guys make your money.
Well, we have 3 to 4 salespeople on the ground right now. We're going to be adding several salespeople. And we also have distributor channels that we work through. And really, it's a combination of we're seeing it increase throughout all of our channels and through our distributors and as well as our own salespeople. So we see it being very strong. We see this being a strong year, fiscal year, and it looks like it's going to be a strong year for 2020 fiscal year.
Last time you were on the show, we talked about foreign revenues. I think you guys are in around 15 to 17 different countries. Any game plan of strategy-wise, how you're going to make that better in 2019?
You know, we're always looking at opportunities, but to be quite honest with you, all the revenue I'm talking to you about now and in these current quarters have all been domestic revenue. We've kind of tried to exit from the overseas market somewhat. With Saudi Arabia was mainly where we were booking most of our revenue, and it's just a difficult market to play in. So we're kind of leaning towards focusing more towards the domestic side. And that's where we see a substantial growth.
My guest today is Todd Hackett. He's the CEO and chairman of PCSAdventures.com, Inc. Trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PCSV. You know, Todd, I'm always talking about management, management, management. Do you feel that you guys have the right people in place to accomplish some of the high goals that you're trying to reach, maybe 5, 6, 8 million in revenue?
We do. And we have some internal targets that are considerably above where we're at now. But I think for this fiscal year ending, and again, it's forward-looking, but I believe it's going to be a very strong fiscal year, and it should be one of the best. It should be one the best year in the company's history.
Before I let you go, what would you want my listeners to take away from the interview and from your company? Like I said, your market cap's only $2.7 million. Your revenues are greater than that. I don't know what your EBITDA is offhand and everything, but what would you want my listeners to take from this?
Well, just take a look at the company. We have great products. They're being well received. We have a great management team. Everybody has a strong belief in what they're doing, and it's just it's a remarkable team, and everybody's getting along, and the company's really, really growing, and we're seeing that in the company.
As for my listeners, again, if you're looking for an undervalued company that has great management, a very undervalued market cap, their stock's only trading at around 2.3 cents a share. This is on my top six list of 2019. I believe they're going to blow up. Todd, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come on in 40 or 50 days. Give us an update of what's going on with your company. I greatly appreciate for your time.
I can do that. I appreciate you. Everything too, Everett. Thank you very much for all you're doing.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.